Wheel of Fortune, Presidential Pardons, and the Limits of AI Conventional Wisdom. Sony fired Jim Thornton this week, the longtime announcer for Wheel of Fortune, a program that has aired in its current form since 1983. The departure was abrupt enough to generate significant trending coverage, a measure of how deeply viewers' emotional attachment to long-running entertainment institutions extends to supporting figures most could not name without prompting. Sony has not offered a detailed public explanation. Thornton has not spoken at length publicly. The firing arrives as the show navigates a post-Pat Sajak transition, having brought in Ryan Seacrest as host last year. And analysts of the format note that for a program trading on stability and nostalgia for four decades, personnel flux carries genuine brand risk. President Trump issued a 30-person clemency round this week that included Emery Jones, an associate of Jay-Z whose case has been publicly discussed, a Philadelphia Union boss, a former Navy sailor, and two federal prisoners serving time for marijuana convictions. The diversity of the list is considered deliberate, a political communication designed to reach constituencies across entertainment media, labor, the military community, and the growing bipartisan majority that supports marijuana legalization. Trump has been consistently strategic about deploying celebrity adjacency and clemency decisions. The week's most substantive analytical self-examination concerns the near-consensus view that open-weight AI models are definitively closing the quality gap with frontier proprietary models, rendering the premium model business model unsustainable. The data supporting that narrative, benchmark performance, enterprise adoption of cheaper alternatives, the measurable cost differential, is real. But benchmarks consistently overrepresent tasks with verifiable answers, coding, math, standardized question formats. Where frontier models may maintain a more durable advantage is in long-context reasoning, multi-step planning, handling genuinely novel problems, and tasks requiring subtle judgment rather than retrieval. Those capabilities are harder to benchmark and easier to underestimate. There is also a deployment dynamic the benchmark story misses. Enterprise AI adoption is an ongoing integration with evolving quality thresholds. A company might adopt a cheaper open-weight model for simple classification and find, as use cases deepen, that error rates cost more in human review time than the model savings generated. The training data advantage may also prove more durable than the compute advantage. Frontier model companies hold proprietary feedback loops for millions of daily users and red-teaming infrastructure that open-weight developers cannot easily replicate. The falsifiable test, analysts suggest, is enterprise churn, whether companies that switch to open-weight models in 2025 and 2026 are switching back, or layering frontier subscriptions on top by 2027. Anthropic's enterprise retention numbers in its forthcoming IPO prospectus will be the most direct near-term evidence.